Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. It is Wednesday morning and time for Wildcat News. This morning, we have Mark Wenzel in from Twin River Schools. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm ready to go. Christmas break was great, but it's good to get back to the routine establishment.
It is nice to have that routine. Seems like a midweek holiday throws the entire week off, but some look at it as a benefit and others are trying to catch up with themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the stories that come from Christmas break are great. Students have a lot to say. They have a lot of experiences that they want to share, and it's always fun to hear them come back with a lot of excitement and joy.
So you're 2 days back into school, and how has the adjustment been the last couple of days?
I mean, the teachers seem to be revived. You know, that's good always to come back with a fresh mindset, as well as the students coming back. I think they're ready for some routine. And they have stories to tell. So we see a lot of smiles on their faces currently and just enjoying getting back into the process of learning.
I do want to talk about Twin River Schools. What things do you have happening? What do you see happening over the next several months here?
One of the things that we do at Twin Rivers is try to get hands-on experiences for our students. So we went to a Broadway play down in Des Moines. We also try to do other things, like we went to a hockey game. That was our first hockey game, and a lot of our students don't always get the opportunity to go to those things. That was my, I haven't been to a hockey game in, like, I don't know, 20 years, so it was real fun to go down to the Iowa Wild. We do Family Fun Night, which we carved pumpkins this year. As we continue on, we're always trying to find ways to bring the parents in for, like, a reader's theater or those kind of things. We had our Christmas program. The students knocked it out of the park. The teacher did a great job, the preparation that went into that. Sometimes you have like a dress rehearsal during the day, and then you have the main performance at night. Both performances this year were knocked out of the park, and that was refreshing.
And as far as travels, academics, programs, all have been working well for you this year?
I mean, every school has their challenges. One of the things that we try to do is continually take a look at where we are with student achievement and specific students. We try to take a look at each student individually and figure out ways to close the gap for that student. So teachers have been hard at work. We use a multi-tiered system of support. So that is one of the things that the teachers spend a lot of time with, their progress monitoring and helping students find the right things that will help them grow. Other than that, we also, you know, just try to listen to the students and figure out what their interests are and how to connect the information. The kids that come from TR are really well integrated into the middle school. And our kids, you know, they, once they're done at school at Twin Rivers, that's fifth grade, the sports haven't really started yet. But we did bus down for a movie day for a celebration with the Humboldt students, the elementary students prior to break. And then we have transition days. The Humboldt invites us, our fifth graders, down for their own fun nights. And so we bus people down for fun nights. And then some of our band kids that are in fifth grade come down for band.
What other things would you like to share with us here during Wildcat News?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to share. I just am so proud of the staff we have. They work hard for each of our students, and they put in the work. You know, and you can't ask for anything more than that. I also want to say that our community has a lot of buy-in. Our board members, they do a good job of being in the know who our population is and how to come up with ideas that make our school better. We're always looking for ways to make the school safer, more friendly, have a great culture. And if you think you're doing a great job, that's fine. But if you don't evaluate it and come up with ideas and change some things, you can't make progress. You can't address goals. So we're always trying to look at ways to make the school better and also give kids opportunities for those experiences for hands-on learning, because that's really what connects the information, and we try to do a good job of that at TR.
How many teachers do you have up there?
I would like to say, well, that's a hard question because we share some teachers.
Okay.
Roughly 9.
And students?
Roughly 50.
So a good number, still a lot to manage, if you will. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you very kindly.
Well, a lot of the teachers wear a lot of hats, so I'm always impressed with what they're able to do outside their traditional realm, you know. So thank you for the compliment, and we appreciate it.
This has been Wildcat News. It's brought to you by Northwest Bank. Mark Wenzel, Twin River Schools, been our guest this morning. Thank you for coming in. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a great beginning of the year.